Annie pressed a key with an arrow pointing right. The mini-sub on the screen moved right. The real mini-sub turned to the right also.
Great, said Jack with relief. You pressed the arrows to steer the mini-sub, so now we can go back.
Oh, no, not right away, said Annie. It's so beautiful down here.
We have to get back to the reef, said Jack. His eyes were still glued to the computer screen. What if the owners find it gone?
Look out the window, said Annie. Just for one teeny second.
Jack sighed. He pushed his glasses into place and looked up.
Oh, man, he said softly. Outside the glass was a strange world of bright, moving color. It looked like another planet.
The mini-sub was moving past red, yellow, and blue coral, past little coral mountains, valleys, and caves, past fishes of every color and size.
Can't we stay a little while? The answer to Morgan's riddle must be here, said Annie.
Jack nodded slowly.
She might be right, he thought. Besides, when would they ever get to visit a place like this again?
Chapter 4. Fish City.
There were fish everywhere, floating over the swaying